could save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. You can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live, mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts or previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at mightyhouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor Helpline. It's 877-711-5611. And you will have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right. Carla's still awake. She hasn't fallen asleep after
Oh, geez.
All right. Carla Bruni, and you are from Evanston Rebuild Warehouse. Is that correct?
Yeah, Evanston Rebuilding Warehouse. Yeah.
Just like right down the street.
Right down the street. Yeah.
And,
convenient.
If you pull up, you go, wow, this is like a small, tiny little place. And you walk in your door, you go, whoa, holy smokes.
Yeah.
And it's stacked to the ceilings.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it turns out there's a lot of stuff that's normally just sort of thrown out. About 40% of our landfill waste is construction and demolition debris. So there's a lot of stuff to take in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, then what do you guys do with it all then?
So we sell it. So we do a couple of different things. We're a nonprofit, but we're sort of run like two nonprofits under one umbrella. The first part is, you know, we have the warehouse where we take in all of these building materials. They range from, we have stuff from 1860s to stuff that's brand new.
Really?
It's just come in. Yeah. So, you know, we have a lot of warehouse was started by Lou Dixon. She was a general contractor for over 20 years. So she started it with a contractor background. So they all knew about us because of her and started bringing stuff in. And you have a lot of people that just spec those, you know, $50,000 Italian custom cabinets a little bit wrong. And they decide, we'll just donate it.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. But we also have like really,
wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. And because we're a nonprofit, we can sell it at a really affordable rate.
Right.
We have much smaller things too. We have stuff for everybody, you know, tile and appliances and you name it.
And you brought in cue balls.
We have our annual fundraiser coming up on September 22nd. And one of the things that we do, we have this great silent auction. Because we have a 14,000 square foot warehouse, we have a tremendous amount of materials, and we have, again, all of these like really skilled woodworkers and artists who come in and shop regularly with us. So we ask them to make really great auction items for us out of reclaimed materials. So, so I have a box here. I'm not sure. So this was just like one little example.
Yeah.
Really?
It's all dovetailed and
dado. Apparently this is a half blind dovetail, I learned.
Oh,
it's gorgeous. And this is, you know, just one of our customers who's a woodworker. He made several of these out of reclaimed flooring and old joists. So, sure. So it's a lovely little piece. And these are just sort of fun little pool balls that were turned into bottle openers.
Those are
who doesn't love
awesome.
These? So. we have tons of stuff. I just brought some littler projects because it was easier to schlep over here, of course. I think we're lower. There we go. Yeah. Yeah. So we have like a whole set of those, too, that we'll be auctioning off. But and we have an online auction, so you can start looking at this stuff. As it's coming in, we're posting it.
Oh, really?
This is so nice.
So if you go to wreckingball2018.org, you can start looking at this stuff early. Here you go. And bidding on it as early as September 15th online. So you don't even have to be at the fundraiser.
Oh, really?
To bid on it. And again, the fundraiser is September 22nd. It's at the Jewish Reconstructionist Congregation, which is this big, beautiful, like LEED Platinum building or something. Mm-hmm. In Evanston, right by the Levy Senior Center. So it's free parking. It's casual. We're going to have games. We're going to have like giant Connect Four giant Jenga sets, giant. We have like a giant theme going right, right. now. Giant Kerplunk, I think someone's making for us. And we're going to have Hammerschlagen, which is where you have...
Kazuntite.
Yeah, right? It's like a giant stump, a giant wood stump.
Okay.
And a bunch of nails, and we see how many nails you can pound in, I think, in a minute's time or something like that, which is frankly my favorite of the games. But
Do you get to bring your own hammer?
No. So we do monitor people like you to make sure.
What do you
that...
mean, like me?
Oh, you're fine. He's an electrician. He would actually just bring his Klein pliers and start pounding nails.
If I just use my Klein pliers, is that okay?
Yes.
So no, what do you do? Use like an 8-ounce ball peen hammer? Is that what you give them? What?
No, I don't know what hammer, nails. But it's not a ball peen. Okay. But it's it's a legit hammer.
Okay.
Everyone's got to use the same one or two, whatever we have. I think we'd have two going maybe at the same time. But
that sounds dangerous too, because people are going to be, those nails are going to go flying.
Yeah. No.
Or are they pre-started?
So far, no, they're not pre-started.
You have to start each one.
And again, because we do have a lot of contractor friends and clients who come in, you know that they're just going crazy with it. And it's like one hit and these giant nails are just completely in these old stumps. So, and actually, I think Evanston Lumber donated a stump to us last year.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Noticed your shirt.
Yes.
But yeah, so it's fun. It's pretty chill. We're going to have beer donated. I know so far we have Temperance, 1090, North Shore Cider Company, Sketchbook. We're going to have food from Chicago Tailgaters.
Okay, now you got Robbie in.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good,
food.
Yeah.
It's, as soon as she's in.
We kind of don't play her that way. It's pretty fun. It's really quite enjoyable. And all the proceeds. So the other part of our sort of nonprofit under the umbrella is we run a workforce training program in building deconstruction.
Okay.
For people who have a lot of barriers to employment typically. So many Evanstonians and other areas that are sort of nearby. And they learn construction and deconstruction skills. They're out on these job sites. Sometimes it's a soft stripping job, which is just taking all of the non-structural elements out of a house.
All the architectural pieces off.
Yeah. And flooring is huge. People
really
love reclaim. Oh my God, this stuff's amazing.
How do you get that out without busting the tongues out?
Well, there's a technique. That's what we train on, yeah.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, we train, we bundle, we get it all set. So there really is a... Deconstruction, people sometimes describe it as construction, but backwards, but it's really kind of its own thing. And you can't hire carpenters to do this all the time.
It would be totally unaffordable.
Or regular labor. Well, that.
We can't really afford to. So you have to have like more of a labor pool, you know, to come in and do this work. And it's really rewarding. Get to learn about all of the old materials. And we do all the trainings like OSHA certifications and stuff like that. But
okay. So then this completely aside, how soon can we hire these people away from you?
Well, no need to hire them away.
Oh, okay.
The program runs about usually about 7 months.
Okay.
And we deal with hard skills, so like this, you know, like real training on site, probably about 80% of the time is that. Mm-hmm. And then soft skills, so like how to interview for a job and, you know, how to open a bank account, how to, you know, all kinds of really more practical things so that they can succeed when they're out there.
Right.
So
the stuff they no longer teach you in high school.
Exactly. Including just home ec and all of these other, like any sort of hands-on things and any sort of practical skills, unless you want to go into the tech industry, it seems like.
Yeah. There's a lot of... contractors out there just desperate trying to find help.
Yeah.
You know, just getting somebody to show up. Okay, you got a heartbeat, be here Monday. It's bad. And if you can have somebody there that's got some basic skills already.
Right.
I mean, that's huge.
I know. And we're like, it's like the one area you can't outsource. You can't, you know, hire a plumber from, you know, across the ocean. Like you need people here to do those physical skills. To have those physical skills. So yeah, we agree.
That means 2 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Not that you're a loser or anything.
Thanks. Yeah. I almost left. Thank you.
All right. And we're speaking with Carla Bruni, and you are from the Evanston Rebuild Warehouse. You've got a big, what do you call this thing? What kind of ball is it?
It's the wrecking ball.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
I'm posting right now about it, and I'm looking on the site. And I think it says, unless I'm reading this wrong, you can purchase these. These aren't forbid.
I think we might be doing something different with just this set. But the rest of the items are auction items.
Yeah, so the box is starting at $25, but it says these are $25, and that's exciting because these are really cool.
Yeah, they are. They're a great gift.
A bottle opener cue ball.
But it's true.
Yeah. It's
fun.
Really neat.
I know. Good stuff. So the wrecking ball, again, September 22nd, at the Jewish Reconstructionist Congregation. Lots of games, lots of stuff to do there. It all benefits our workforce training program, really, and, you know, getting more materials into our warehouse. We've saved, I can't remember the exact number, but literally millions of pounds of materials just last year.
Yeah.
We diverted from the waste stream. It's kind of a never-ending stream.
And what's your address there and the website?
Right. It's 2101 Dempster.
Okay.
And our website is EvanstonRebuildingWarehouse.org.
Okay.
Yeah, so come check us out.
Stop in a place. It's awesome.
Yeah, open to the public.
And they have great architectural items in there, older stuff. If you're trying to do like an old fireplace or something like that, mantles, they've got it all in there. It's really cool stuff. So yeah. I appreciate your time today.
All right, thank you guys so much. This was fun.
All right, we'll be back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
I'm a proud owner of a cat dozer.
Yeah, boy.
I for real doze in my steel toes.
Slope assist.
Guide the blades so they stay on grade.
Slope indicator.
Right here in the dashboard like I asked for.
Enhance auto.
Shift automatically shifting, more fuel efficient.
What?
Listen.
What? Let's go.
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock and the job is done, but I'm not going anywhere because this is too much fun.
Okay.
I'm reminded every time I see a precision gray that this is probably the best decision I've ever made.
Yeah.
When I first laid eyes on it, I knew I found the one for me.
One for
I climbed inside and sat down in the lap of luxury. And
luxury.
It's been great in the week since then. Honk when you see me operating in my D6N.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live, MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. You can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611. You will have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. Looks like we lost Rich. Where'd he go? I don't know. All right, cool. Anyway, that was Carla from the Evanston Warehouse, Rebuilding Warehouse. And that, again, that's the Wrecking Ball 2018 is Saturday, September 22nd, from 7 to 11 p.m. in Evanston. And for more information, you go to EvanstonRebuildWarehouse.org, EvanstonRebuildWarehouse.org, and you'll find out more information. They got a lot of cool stuff there.
Yes, and if you look on, I posted information about the wrecking ball, mm-hmm. which I love the name of, and those pool balls with the can or the bottle opener there.
So,
I thought
also,
the cue ball was only the white one.
Yeah, like this.
It is.
Oh.
It is, Robbie. You are correct.
Thank you.
See the sheen? Look at that. That light. We changed that light, and look at the sheen. It's bad.
I have to tell you, on Facebook, it looks fine.
Oh,
on
yeah?
On my feed, so I have the split screen going.
Right.
Facebook, everything looks great. But on my feed, you guys are so freaking overexposed and bright.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's fine. It is what it is.
I got to start wearing a hat.
So this goes back to, if you go to mightyhouse.net and sign up for the newsletter, you would have known Carla was coming in.
Yep.
You would have known we were talking about the wrecking ball.
Yep.
And there's a link in the newsletter to go directly to their website. So this is another reason why you should sign up for our newsletter.
Yes.
And it's the only thing, we only send it once a week. You're not getting inundated with junk mail, because God knows I hate junk mail. I don't want to be contributing to that.
Right. But
this isn't junk mail. This is good stuff.
Hey, Trixie, did you give her bubbler? Excellent. All right, cool. Ah, okay. We knew we'd forget. Okay, cool.
So we have
parting gifts for everybody. It's what Robbie calls a bubbler.
Yeah.
It's a Mighty House tape measure with a level and notepad. And
bubbler.
Pen. She calls it a bubbler. So
I just wanted to go back to Clutter Clarity for a minute, because I was hoping that people would call in and tell me what things you are having trouble getting rid of.
Uh-huh.
Because I was talking about like magazines and T-shirts that I don't wear.
Motorcycles?
Motorcycles. No, no, you love motorcycles.
Garage full of cars and still looking at more.
Yes.
It's funny because another thing that I have trouble getting rid of. Well, let me give you the phone number first. It's 877-711-5611. Want to know what you have trouble getting rid of. But I have trouble getting rid of things that I think are worth money.
Ah.
So I think, oh, I'm going to sell this on eBay because it's worth a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. And then you find out?
Well, once I get to the point where I find out it's not worth money, I'm okay with getting rid of it. But I have like a pile of stuff, like a huge pile of stuff that I'm like, one of these days I'm going to look at all when I have time.
Right.
What were you going to say?
That's actually as much as, you know, the internet is a wonderful thing because it doesn't mean it's actually worth something, but it'll give you more of a clue. So,
right.
You know, everything's out there. So if you search an item, you should be able to find sort of its value. You know?
Right.
And I mean, as guilty of, I had Astronomy magazine from 1976 to 1994, every issue. So when I moved down here, I had this big old thing, and it was pack it, sell it, or toss it.
Right.
And I went online, and there are actually a number of collections like that for a dollar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it'll cost you $50 or $100 to ship it.
Yep.
So it went in a recycle bin, and I'd save these forever. But I don't know. What do you do? It's just weird.
Right.
Well, that's the thing. Once I get to looking everything up.
Go ahead.
Finish
it.
Then I'll be able to get rid of it. But, you know, I have so many things that I'm like, well, I can't get rid of this because it might be worth something. But I just keep putting it in a big pile. So I need somebody to come to my house. I know I do this for other people, but I need somebody to do it for me.
Well, it's no different than working for interior designers. You go in their house when they're going to work on their house, and they can't make a decision to save their life.
Yeah.
They walk into somebody else's house and they go, boom, 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 do this, do that, do this, do that, do that. Done. You walk in their house and they're tongue tied. They don't.
I'm frozen. Yeah. I get it.
So,
but we have a phone call.
Let's go to the phones and, hey, Jeff, you're on Mighty House. Are you there, Jeff?
Good morning, Ron, Rich, and Robbie.
Hey. Good morning.
Robbie, morning.
Thanks for the gift certificate for the firehouse over there.
You are very welcome. So what do you have?
I have 1970 and 1980s rigid calendars.
Oh. Why?
That I don't want to get rid of.
Why?
Well, you have to ask Ron.
That's because they're made of stone. And they're chiseled on stone.
No, because they all have very, very lovely women in them.
Yes. That was back in the day when that was cool. That was acceptable.
That's right,
yes. Today is not acceptable no more.
Do you really have those?
Don't make them anymore.
Yeah. Do you really have those?
I do. I collected them.
Yeah. Every year.
You said past tense. You collected them.
Because they don't make them anymore.
Yes.
So what is your plan? To just keep them in a box?
I don't know.
Or do you pull them out and look at them once in a while? Are you going to sell them?
I don't even do that anymore. I just keep looking at the box that says Rigid Calendar Girls.
Uh-huh.
So. Okay, so you're not looking at them. You're not selling them. You're not passing them down to somebody.
No.
You know, you
well,
could empty.
On eBay and they're not worth very much.
You could empty the box and just have an empty box that you look at because you know, it's the same thing. All you're doing is looking at the box. So I could empty the box and leave the box that says Rigid Calendar Girls.
And you would have the same feeling.
You'd have this. You know what you could do? You could take X-Acto knife and cut out where it says Rigid Calendar Girls, cut that out and like put it on your refrigerator. So now you've lost a whole big box, but you still can walk by the sign that says Rigid Calendar Girls.
You can just glue it on the wall in the garage.
Right. You have the same exact thing. You're not looking at them. You're not using them.
Well, God knows the bottom part of the calendar is useless because it's going to be 100 years before the dates recur.
Right.
So you might as well take and scan in all the pictures and then you can make a slideshow and put it on your phone and then you'll have it with you all the time because that's what's really important.
Oh,
to you,
great.
Anyway.
Then somebody sees that on your phone, you're going to get arrested.
Exactly.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
I'm sure that those pictures or similar pictures are available already on the
online.
Yeah, online.
I'm sure they are.
So
anyway, Ron, the question I have for you is how up to date is this City of Chicago's permit website? You know?
For City of Chicago? I don't know. We need to maybe get the.
We haven't had her on in a while. We need her.
Yeah, we need maybe get the commissioner back on and ask her about that. It should be fairly current because it's all just it just rolls through on the computer, and you know once they fill it out, you know, once the inspectors stamp off on it, it goes. When I look at my stuff, you know, our projects, it's done, you know, and I can look online and see that, okay, it's been taken care of. So it's maybe a day or two old, I would guess. You know, it's
because I have a client that has a builder that says, oh, the city's so far behind, it's not on there yet, this and that. And I'm going, yeah, I don't think so.
No, because everything's issued online. So it's issued online. The inspectors are walking around with a tablet and clicking it off. And when you get done with an inspection, they send you an email telling you what if there's any deficiencies, anything that need to be corrected, or if it's passed. So that automatically, they send you an email right away. They haven't even left the property, and it's in your inbox. So that's all up to date and current.
They've really updated that process in the last 5 years or so.
No, she's done an amazing job in that department. She's done a great job. Yeah. The commissioner's awesome, and you know, some people don't like some of the things she's doing, but overall, the way that the process is working, it's a lot smoother.
Right.
Everything flows a lot better. You know, I have complaints. You know, they tell you that okay, we're going to be out there between 8 and 4:30. And you've got to be on the job site between 8 and 4:30 until the guy shows up at 8:45 or 4:45, you know. So, I mean, that kind of stuff is irritating. But the inspectors have now started calling too and saying, "Okay, I'm not going to be there till 2. Yeah. Go ahead, go do something else, and I'll meet you at 2." So they have started to do some of that. It doesn't happen all the time, but
see now down here, Collier County, when you go online to request your inspections, and you actually choose the time. And have it slotted so that you can, you know, choose your time or the day, because it obviously if somebody's already taken 8 a.m, you're not getting first thing, but by slotting it, and it works out pretty darn good.
Huh. So yeah, so then they block out the time that they already need, but somebody fills it out already, then you can't get that same time slot then. That's pretty cool.
Cool. I was just wondering, but it'd be great to get her on just to see how fast they're moving that forward. So,
Oh, hold on, Jeff. Right. Hold on. Right.
Okay.
First of all, I had to figure out what a rigid calendar girl is.
and now that you know?
Okay, it's a tool thing.
Yeah,
okay. Second of all, Pinterest has a whole page. Somebody dedicated their whole page to these pictures. So
there you go, Jeff. What you do is you start a Pinterest page and you post all those. You take pictures of them.
It's already been done. So there
for
you go.
Every month?
You can feel.
For the same years?
Here's 1973. Here's 1969. Here's 1967, 65. Yeah. So there you go. You can get rid of yours because if you ever want to see them, you can go online.
There it is. Sorry, Jeff.
Well, thank you, Robbie. You've done your clutter clarity for the day. When I get home, I will.
Put them in the recycle.
If you're not looking at them, you're not.
Recycle it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Barn boss will be very happy.
They started in 1935 with this calendar.
Wow. Do you have some from 35, Jeff?
Late 60s.
Late 60s. See?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Late 60s
and
the 70s.
And it's actually funny because I did the same thing Robbie did. I just sort of started Googling around and. The 2017 calendar only has pipe wrenches on it. And on one site where they're selling it, all the plumbers were like, it's my last calendar.
Uh-huh.
Yep. They threw it away.
Yeah, exactly. All right, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the phone call.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. All right, we're going to take a quick break and come back with more right after this. You're listening to...
This Mighty House. Mighty House.
What is happening?
More is good. Turn.
Here they come to save the day.
This is Mighty House.
Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. And if you give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline, it's 877-711-5611, and you will have a chance to win. Your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products are all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at
MrFloor.com.
And if somebody wanted to sign up for the newsletter, Rich, how can they do that?
You go right over to MightyHouse.net, go on the contact page, just first, last name, email address, click on submit, boom, done.
Just like
and
that.
You'll know what's happening on the show every Saturday.
See? See how that works?
It works easily.
Right.
My eyes are so tired from this blinding light.
It's the glare off of my skull
that's
the problem.
Right?
So
can't you take one of those out?
If you missed, take the bulbs out.
Yeah.
And so if you missed it in the first or in the second hour, what we did was replaced a light fixture in the studio that wasn't working. So of course, live on the air, unscripted, it went beautifully smooth. So Randall's actually going to cut that up and give us a separate segment on that so that we can.
I think we need to send it to Klein Tool.
Yeah, send it to Klein Tool. There you go.
Because.
Oh, just like the one we just did. Hold on a second. Let's see if we can answer this. All right, let's go. Mike, you're on Mighty House.
Hey, Ron.
Mike.
How are you? Ron, Rich, and
Robbie.
My favorite girl with the radio voice.
Oh.
You're the best, Robbie.
Oh, thank you.
Quit sucking up, Mike.
I have a 48-inch twin tube fluorescent light fixture, not hardwired, but, you know, just a plug where I could plug it into an outlet.
Right.
It always worked, no problem. Now all of a sudden, I go to plug it in today, and there's like a 3 to 5 second pause before the lights go on.
Okay. How old is this fixture?
Oh, baby. Let's say it's at least 20 years old.
Okay. So you're right on the edge of the electronic ballast or the older ballast that actually had a starter in it. So if when you look up in the light fixture, if you see like it's like a quarter size diameter, it looks like a little canister. And
the starter?
Yeah. So you might have a starter in there. You push up, turn it a quarter turn counterclockwise, that'll come out. Go get a new starter, put the starter in there, and that may actually do it. So, if not, then the ballast needs to be replaced. And if that's the case, just swap out the new fixture.
Where would it be best just to go to one of the big box, like Orange, Blue, or Green?
Yeah.
And buy one there.
Yeah. So when you look right in the middle, there you'll see like there's that space in the middle between the two tubes. And then you'll see something looks like a quarter, about the size of a quarter, sticking out down through that cover. Okay, then you need to.
But at the end, where the plug, where the wire comes out at the end, on that center section that you're talking of, there is something, but it does not look like it's something that could be removed.
Okay. Yeah. If you send us a picture of it, we might be able to do it. I don't know if you can. Post it up on Facebook or Twitter, and then we can take a quick look at it and let you know for sure. But the other side is like the fixture we just have here in the studio. The plugs were burnt out. The ballast was burnt out. We just replaced it because that was actually less expensive than buying all the parts and rebuilding the light fixture.
Right.
So
I concur. I agree with you. Instead of putting new parts into an old thing, something else is going to go bad eventually.
Right. And you can buy an LED fixture now that it'll last you 25 years, it's 30 years. So
after I'm gone.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, and you never have to worry about a bulb replacement, none of that stuff. It's done. And the LED products are awesome today. Unbelievable.
That's a good idea. Do you know roughly what they run, what they go for nowadays?
No, it'll probably be right around $100, I would guess.
Oh, okay.
For a decent one.
All right, and it'll be the same thing where it'll have a wire that could just plug in as opposed to hardwiring it?
Well, you might end up taking that plug off the old one and putting it into the new one, you know, and wiring it up that way. You could do the same thing, so.
Okay. All right. I appreciate your time and your help. You guys have a wonderful day.
All right.
Thank you. You're
you
doing a great job. Love the show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. All right.
Take care.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Cool. All right. So a lot of times taking
that
an old...
That starter goes bad.
Yeah. That starter goes bad. The ballast goes bad. And normally, if you just buy an LED fixture, you can replace the fixture and just be done. And the only reason I didn't do that here in the studio is because there's three other fluorescent fixtures in here. So if I did one LED and three fluorescents, you would get a different color light and it'd have some other issues. So that's why I didn't do it. The new ones today for the drop ceiling, I don't know if you've seen these, Rich, the 2x2s and 2x4s, they're about 5/8 of an inch thick. They're LEDs.
Yeah.
It looks just like the lens. You drop it down, it looks exactly the same, but when you take it out, it's only 5/8 of an inch thick, the entire thing.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It is pretty crazy, the stuff that's out there now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
And the wafer lights, before we were putting in a can light, a recessed light. And so you'd have to cut the hole, get it all wired in. But now, and then you could change the trims and you could put the bulbs in. Now it's just an LED, it's called a wafer light, 5-inch, 6-inch diameter. They're only 5/8 of an inch thick. So before, you'd have to worry about getting the can lights between the floor joists or the ceiling joists when you were cutting it out. And sometimes it didn't lay out right and you'd end up putting cans off center. With these, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where the floor joists are because it's only 5/8 of an inch thick. So you can cut the hole wherever you want. And if it straddles a ceiling joist or a rafter, it doesn't matter because you can just still wire it up and get done. So it's amazing the lighting that comes up, and it puts out just the same amount of light, if not more, than a 65 watt bulb. So they're really cool.
That's cool.
Maybe I should bring in a wafer light next time.
Yeah, you should bring in a wafer light.
They're just so we can show it.
I was thinking the same thing. In fact, I've been thinking it for quite a while.
I mean, it's amazing the technology that's out there for lighting. Right. So, okay, I'm done now, Robbie. Go. It's your turn. You're obviously bored with my lighting talk.
Oh, I am not. But I am very excited by this post on Facebook.
Uh-oh. Now what happened?
Because you were talking about, you know, it's so hard to train the dog because you're gone all day and blah, 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 blah. Uh-huh. And someone said, I'm still trying to train Ron. The problem is he works late, so I don't get a lot of time with him.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Bam.
I don't know who that is.
We all know, Trixie yelled from the other room, we all know who that is.
It's getting warm in here, isn't it? It's like hot in here.
Bam!
It's Randall, I think it's getting hot in here. Like we need to turn on the air or something.
It's the lights.
Oh,
it's so bright.
Yeah.
It's so bright.
There you go.
Robbie, I refuse to look a gift horse in the mouth.
Uh-huh. See? See how that works?
What, because he fixed the light?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Dunn and Hungry, for your comment, though.
So have you posted any other funny things on Facebook this week?
So last week, though, they are now making, if you want to make a partition in your house, before you had to get out 2x4s, drywall, do all this funny stuff to try and make a partition in your room to separate a room. Now they have large Lego blocks. So you can have your kids build these walls.
Oh, I saw that.
But they make doors for it and everything. So now you could split a room and you could have two different rooms just using Lego blocks. No? You don't like that idea?
No.
No?
Cheesy looking.
Okay, you ready for the other problem?
Yeah.
How do you get any outlets in that wall? There's no electrical in that wall. There's no wall switch to turn on the lights going in and out of that new room now. So
that's true, but unless it's the back, you don't go through it. You know, it's rooms that butt up against each other.
Uh-huh.
Because then you walk in the door on this side.
Right.
And the switch is there.
Right.
And you don't walk through.
Yeah, that would be but they were showing like a living room, dining room that was one, and they put the wall up between the two spaces.
Okay.
And now you had to walk through the door to get into the other room, but you had no way of turning the lights
on. That's funny because nobody does that. People always knock down walls so that they can, you know, have more space.
Right. But if let's say you want to do this in the basement and partition off walls in your basement, you know, you could use that. It wouldn't be code. So that would be the only downside is putting electric in and lighting would be an issue. But other than that, it'd be a quick, easy way to make another bedroom in the basement or something like that if you wanted to wall it off. So, ideas, things, you know?
I know. Apparently, I'm done and hungry.
Are you?
Apparently.
Who says that? Oh, Randall?
Mm. So earlier, I'm sorry, let me get back to this question.
We're losers again, by the way.
Somebody is.
Yes.
Not us. Okay. So we had a question that came in. Rich, I, at some point, maybe last week, I don't know, we've been asked to ask if you can restate what type of primer paint you would recommend for spaces with existing mold issues.
Okay.
What primer or paint you recommend for spaces with existing mold issues, because apparently you had talked about that in the past.
Oh, to cover up the stains? You want to turn Rich on?
He's on.
Are you there, Rich? Talk, Rich. Talk to me. Is he not hearing? Oh, he dropped. Oh, so I can see him, but he's okay.
So, Ron.
Yes.
Could you restate the type of primer or paint you recommend for spaces with existing mold issues? It doesn't specify to kill it, to cover it, whatever.
Right. Well, here's the problem. First, you want to make sure the moisture is gone and that, you know, you don't have a reoccurring moisture problem, because it doesn't matter what kind of paint you put on there. If it's still getting wet, it's the mold is going to come right back. The mildew is going to come right back. So you what are you doing? Are we done? Oh, well, then we're going to have to answer this on the other side of the break. That's what Randall's saying. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, wrap up the show next. You are listening to maybe Mighty House. We'll find Rich.
Mighty House.
There you go.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize that. Pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live, mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And everyday mistakes are made by untrained employees and unlicensed contractors who take advantage of homeowners who are looking for a good deal and to save a few bucks. Roofers and Waterproofers Local 11 contractors put their customers first by employing men and women who go through extensive hands-on, classroom, and on-the-job training. The difference between a union and non-union contractor is the fact that a union contractor is a contributing contractor, which means the union contractor invests in employees' training, family health care, retirement, and professional standing in the industry. So if you're looking for a contractor, choose union labor and be a part of the solution. All right, with that... What was your question there?
We had the one question about the paint that you should use.
The primer, yeah. Okay.
The painter primer,
we'll get to
that
one. Was the other one?
And the other was somebody is having trouble finding us on Facebook Live.
Mighty House Radio Show. Just if you Google it, you don't even have to have a Facebook account. Just Google Mighty House Radio Show Facebook. It'll pop up and you can watch right there. You can't comment unless you have an account, but you can watch us right there too.
I think so, too. I mean, yeah. I think that's pretty easy, but...
Yeah, exactly. So, going back to the primer mold issue, the thing is, you want to make sure that the moisture is gone and that you don't have any more reoccurring moisture, because if you do, that mold's going to grow back. I don't care what kind of primer you use, what kind of paint you use, it's going to come back. So, the thing to seal that up with, there's bins, and what's the other one, Rich? The Zinsser?
Zinsser or any of those, but you want an alcohol base.
Right. Yeah. And
no
so,
water base.
Correct. And when you seal that up, you might take a couple coats. So you wash the walls down with like hydrogen peroxide or something like that. Clean them up good. Prime them. Make sure they're dry. And then you put your regular coat of paint over top of it. And boom, done.
Boom.
Done. Just like that. It's taken care of. So that's how that works. Generally speaking.
Those were the only questions that I had on.
Oh, yeah. Guess who's coming in next week?
Trixie.
Trixie will be here next week. Guess who else? Your buddy. Yeah. Ian's coming in next week.
Ian's coming in?
Yeah.
There's going to be four of us?
No.
Who's not going to be here?
I have things to do, people to see, places to go.
What?
Yeah. And so Ian's going to sit in. So
who's going to run the show?
I am.
Rich has got it.
And
Rich and Randall.
It's going to be a...
Randall's not here either.
Oh, that's right. Randall's not here either.
Oh, it's...
Short straw. Short straw is going to be here. So, are you good there?
Why is... I don't know what's my input, output. Hopefully we don't have this next week. Because this thing's just screaming right back at me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, picking up sound from somewhere.
Is it Randall's now scratching his head, frowning.
I checked all my input, output.
He's searching, looking at this big, massive board of knobs and tubes and
Okay, so next
sliders.
Week you're not going to be here.
Right, so Ian's going to sit in.
And can you tell us about Ian? For people who
can you hear
thinking.
Me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
We're doing a radio show here, Rich.
I know, but I couldn't hear this anymore. I got it, Randall. I figured it out.
Oh, there's. Oh, okay. Cool.
I clicked on something accidentally.
Ah, see how you are?
Oh, I apparently did.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Anyway. So,
sorry. Go ahead, Robbie.
Yeah.
No, tell us who's filling in next week. What's happening next week?
So next week, we're going to try and get... Greg in from crawlspaces.com also talk about cleaning up crawl spaces. But then Ian's going to sit in for me and I'll be gone. So it'll be you. And then Randall's going to be gone. So we got Short Straw again next weekend and Rich. So that's going to be the setup for next week. So it'll be pretty cool.
And who is Ian?
Ian Snook, Accurate Remodeling.
Thank you.
He has no website. No nothing.
Right. No nothing. So he has a phone.
Yeah,
he has a busy, phone. So he doesn't care anyway.
Right. It's exactly it. He's old school. That's the way he rolls. He doesn't need any of that stuff. So works purely on referral. But he's a good guy, and he'll take care of you guys next week. And just to talk about it again, Carla from the Evanston...
rebuilding warehouse.
Yeah, exactly.
Carla Bruni, the wrecking ball.
Yes.
Coming up September 22nd.
From 7 to 11 p.m. right here in Evanston, Illinois. And you can go online and actually see the pieces that they're auctioning off. And then they've got beer and wine being donated. They're going to be giving away that stuff. They've got food trucks out there. So it'll be a pretty good time. EvanstonRebuildWarehouse.org for more information. And if you stop out there, say hi to Carla and let her know that you heard about it right here on Mighty House, because that'll be pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And if you want to go check out their place, they're right on Dempster. What did she say? 2101 Dempster. And it's like a small little, it doesn't look like much, but then you walk in and it's this huge, huge building.
It sounded really cool. I mean, some of the stuff she said that they have.
Yeah. And they have like our old architectural.
From the 1860s,
yeah,
she was saying.
Older.
As far back, and, yeah.
Yeah. And but they have tubs and appliances, all the same stuff, you know, just like the Restore does, and Restore Elgin, Restore Chicago, the Rebuild Exchange. They're all kind of doing the same kind of thing, but it's a nonprofit. It's a great organization. Wrecking Ball 2018. Just look for EvansonRebuildWarehouse.org and go help them out if you can.
Uh-huh.
Pretty cool.
Yeah,
I like the idea.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
So what's coming up next?
Next.
We go home.
Yeah, it's time.
Well, I mean, like
it's
on the 5 radio.
To 11.
On the radio.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm ready for that music to start playing there, Randall. I thought
it can't be any more exciting than changing out light fixtures.
Oh, come on. That was better than when we did drywall repair.
How many handymen does it take to change a light bulb?
Three.
Five.
Five.
One to hold the light bulb and four to spin the ladder.
How many radio hosts does it take to hold a camera steady?
Oh, ba-doom. All right. Yikes. Oh, and maybe we can buy one of these, Rich, for the studio here next time for next weekend. Makita is making a jacket that has a cooling fan in it. So it's like a white jacket, says Makita on it. But then you take the Makita battery and you click it into the jacket.
Yeah.
And then it blows air through the jacket to actually keep you cool. It's a cooling jacket.
Does it blow warm air in the winter?
I don't think so.
Because they make them with heating elements that do the same thing. So now if you combine the two, you've got something.
Yeah, yes, but
I've seen those jackets.
It's your four-season
that heat
jacket.
Up.
Yeah, yeah. Or just eat beans the night before. You'll be fine. It'll still keep you warm. Huh. Come on, Rich. That was a good one.
Oh, I just realized what he put on Facebook over Robbie. Nice.
Yes. Hungry loser. That's funny.
Uh-huh.
So, Robbie, seriously, if you are heading out to Soldier Field, go to the south lot and you'll find Jim and the crew at the Bergolins. I'm sure he'll be happy to feed you. Yes.
Thank you. How soon does he get there? Before the game? Because if I'm late, is he
getting 3 hours before the game? But they will go in at the.
That's right, what I'm wondering. They'll go in at kickoff, so I have to get there.
Before the kickoff.
All right.
All right. With that, we're out of here. And I want to say thanks again to Carla for stopping in from the Evanston Rebuild Warehouse. And you can find out more information there, evanstonrebuildwarehouse.org. And next week, we'll have another tip of the week. We'll have Clutter Clarity. In between that, we'll be taking your phone calls. And if you want to find the sponsors of Mighty House, just go to mightyhouse.net, click on the Mighty House team page. We'll get you squared away right there. And I think we're pretty much done. The conversation continues all week long on Facebook and Twitter. For Robbie Earhart and Rich Cowgill, I'm Ron Cowgill. Keep it square and level.
Until next Saturday.
Wow, we did it. Woo! It was like right on.
If you have any questions during the week, you can always post them on Facebook and Twitter. Join us next Saturday for more home infotainment. Mighty House is a Square and Level Media production.
Mighty House.